Our national day of Thanksgiving was 2 weeks ago. But according to the Bible, we are to be thankful to God every day. And I believe God would have me give this message today. The subject of the message is walking in Thanksgiving as a way to have intimacy with God. There are many who do not know about God because they have not read the Bible, nor have they considered his creation. And then there are those who have read the Bible, have observed his creation, and therefore could know about God, but they don't believe that what the Bible says is true, and are therefore blinded by their sin of unbelief. But thankfully, there are also those who have read the Bible, believe what the Bible says, have open eyes to what God has made, and consequently know about God and who the Bible says he is. These we call believers in God because they know about God and they believe. All of us who are believers in God, or we would probably not be here if we were not believers in God. But then there are those believers in God who have received Messiah Yeshua through the Holy Spirit, have declared him Lord, and have therefore experienced the new birth described in John 3, verses 1 to 8, but afterwards would not say that they experience God's presence daily. In every messianic and Christian congregation, there are some that believe in God, have received Yeshua into their hearts, have experienced the new birth, but would not say that they experience walking with God moment by moment, other than by obeying his commandments. These are born-again believers destined for eternal life, but not currently enjoying God's presence or the reality of his kingdom on earth to the fullest extent as they could. They experience God from time to time, but confess that they do not know him intimately as one knows a friend. Some of us here are in that category. I don't know who, but I am confident that what I have said is so. Some here experience God, but are aware that there is something more and have not yet found their way to it. But take heart, because there is a way to have a more intimate relationship with God, and it has to do with thanksgiving. Today I want to share with you an understanding that I think God gave me about how to have intimacy with him. As a matter of fact, Yeshua has already revealed it to us. He has shown us the way to experience God's intimacy, to know the Father as he knew him, through what we read in Matthew 26, verses 27 to 28. Also he took a cup of wine, made the barucha, the blessing, and gave it to them, saying, "All of you drink from it. This is my blood, which ratifies the new covenant, my blood shed on behalf of many, so that they may have their sins forgiven." In this Matthew account of that event, Yeshua blessed the matzah and he gave thanks. That is what the complete Jewish Bible translation means by saying he made the barucha. Before he drank the wine and led his disciples in doing likewise. The New King James Version translates Matthew 26 verses 27 to 28 as saying, "Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" This is the way the event was described in Mark 14 also, while in Luke 22 and 1 Corinthians 11, Yeshua gives thanks before partaking of the bread as well. Until recently, I had not focused on the Thanksgiving component of the Lord's table ceremony, but only on the brachot, the blessings. When I led the Shulchan Adonai, the Lord's table, from memory without reading one of the scriptures, I typically said, and then he blessed the bread, and then he blessed the wine. And then I proceeded to say the traditional brachot over both the bread and the wine, and did not pause to thank God personally in addition. I am now fully aware that it was not coincidental that Yeshua's thankfulness to his Father in heaven was mirrored in his invitation to his disciples to be intimate with him, to figuratively take his very being into themselves through the bread that represented his body and the wine that represented his blood in an attitude of thanksgiving. Let me show you another scripture where thankfulness is linked to intimacy with God. It is Philippians 4:6, which reads, "Don't worry about anything. On the contrary, make your requests known to God by prayer and petition with thanksgiving." And two verses later, Philippians 4:9 reads, "Keep doing what you have learned and received from me, what you have heard and seen me doing. Then the God who gives shalom will be with you." Not worrying about anything and having shalom in the face of difficulty requires faith. And having faith comes from hearing God's voice and knowing him intimately through his voice. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 in the New King James Version reads, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And also Psalms 95, the beginning of verse 2 in the Complete Jewish Bible says, "Let's come into his presence with thanksgiving." This scripture can be thought of in two ways. The way I previously thought of it was that when we come into his presence through prayer, let us do so with thanksgiving. That is a good way to look at it. But the Hebrew of this verse is open to being translated in another way as well. The Hebrew text says, "Nikadma banaim betodah." Now let's for a minute focus on the word todah, which means thanks. Preceded by the vowel bet, the letter bet, and a shva beneath the bet. The shva is the vowel with the two vertical dots. So it's preceded by that vowel bet shva, and together the bet shva is pronounced b. And so, joined with todah, it's betodah. According to lexicons, the beit shva can mean in, it can mean at, it can mean with, or it can mean by. Most versions, including the Complete Jewish Bible, translate the bet and the shva preceded by the word todah in Psalms 95:2 to mean with. And so they translate the verse something like, "Let's come into his presence with thanksgiving." However, if you translate the bet shva to mean by, which is also legitimate, you get the following: "Let's come into his presence by thanksgiving." And since one of the meanings of the English word by is by way of or through, the scripture can, in addition to its more common translation, mean "let's come into his presence by way of thanksgiving." or let's come into his presence through thanksgiving. This is entirely different than the Complete Jewish Bible and other modern translations, and suggests that if we want to achieve intimacy or improve our intimacy with God, we should turn our attention to walking in continuous thanksgiving. Expressed another way, walking in continuous thanksgiving is a key ingredient, if not the key ingredient, in experiencing intimacy with God. To continue our exploration of the importance of being thankful to God, let's now look at this in the opposite way, the way of not being thankful. Romans chapter 1, verses 11b to 22 says of those who knew God but were not thankful to him, therefore they have no excuse, because although they know who God is, they do not glorify him as God or thank him. On the contrary, they have become futile in their thinking, and their undiscerning hearts have become darkened. Claiming to be wise, they have become fools. Indeed, the thankfulness to which Scripture calls us is not only to thank God for the things that we perceive to be blessings, but to be thankful for and in all things. Ephesians 5, 18 to 20 reads, "Don't get drunk with wine because it makes you lose control. Indeed, keep being filled with the Spirit. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to each other. Sing to the Lord and make music in your heart to him. Always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah." First Thessalonians 5:18 reads, "In everything give thanks, for this is what God wants from you, you who are united in Messiah Yeshua." So always giving thanks for and in everything is the key. Everything means for life itself. It is the way of life prescribed in the Bible, being continually mindful that without God's graciousness, we would not have life nor purpose on earth. I came to this understanding myself early in my born-again life. It made a huge difference in my intimate relationship with God, and I have never looked back. Interestingly, I had a foretaste of it in my mid-teen years when I had my first summer job working in a country hospital, and at a time when God was not a conscious part of my life. There on a daily basis, I saw sickness and death and suffering, and I remember so clearly how I compared my own life and health to the plight of the patients there, and how I experienced a deep sense of thankfulness. But at the time, God was not part of my conscious world, and so my thankfulness was for things, but not to anyone. I also remember feeling ill at ease with my thankfulness because it was not lost on me that my enjoyment of well-being was only possible because of the comparison with the misfortune of others. Nevertheless, that emotional high generated by thankfulness and tempered by guilt followed me through my teen years and early adulthood, and I am sure it accounted for my continuous positive attitude towards life and my satisfaction with whatever circumstance I found myself in. It was only after I met God in my middle adult years that I transferred being thankful for things to being thankful to someone. And that someone, of course, was God. And as soon as I made that transfer to God, the guilt I spoke of previously left me because my thankfulness was no longer based on any worldly comparison. I shared with you on an earlier occasion, when I gave my testimony of coming to faith, that soon after I met God and subsequently met Yeshua, the scripture verse Genesis 5:24, "And Enoch walked with God," deeply impressed me, and I sought that same kind of relationship with God, a relationship in which I could sense God's presence continually. I am convinced that the combination of desiring it with all my heart, combined with my walk of continuous thanksgiving to God, is what has resulted in God granting me the intimacy for which I asked. Now, while it is true that I cannot transfer my relationship with God to others, I can give you the achievable elements of how I acquired it and how you can acquire it. As I have said, it consists of two things. The first, desiring it with all your heart. And the second, walking with a continuous attitude of thankfulness to God for all things in your life. I am convinced that if you do those two things and don't throw a wrench into it with unrepentant sin, and notice I said unrepentant sin, that God will give you the desire of your heart to walk with him in intimacy because Scripture promises it. Psalms 37:4-5 reads, "Then you will delight yourself in Adonai, and he will give you your heart's desire. Commit your way to Adonai, trust in him, and he will act." Since thanksgiving is so crucial to our intimacy with God, I want to spend these next few minutes reading scriptures about thanksgiving, and then we'll open this up for a short period of testimony and discussion. So let's begin. And be thinking of your testimonies about thanksgiving in the meantime. Psalms 92, verses 2-3 in the Jewish Bible and 1-2 in the English translations. "It is good to give thanks to Adonai and sing praises to your name. Alyon, to tell in the morning about your grace and at night about your faithfulness." Psalms 97:12. "Rejoice in Adonai, you righteous, and give thanks on recalling his holiness." Psalms 100, verses 1-5. "Shout for joy to Adonai, all the earth. Serve Adonai with gladness. Enter his presence with joyful songs. Be aware that Adonai is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the flock of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courtyards with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for Adonai is good. His grace continues forever, and his faithfulness lasts through all generations." Psalms 105, verse 1. "Give thanks to Adonai. Call on his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples." Ephesians 5:20. "Always give thanks for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah." And Colossians 3, verses 16-17. "Let the word of the Messiah in all its richness live in you as you teach and counsel each other in all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude to God in your hearts. That is, everything you do or say, do in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks through him to God the Father." Let's now finish by reading Psalms 136 responsively. I will read the first part of each verse, and let us together say, "For his grace continues forever." "Give thanks to Adonai, for he is good. Oh, it's got to be better than that. Give thanks to Adonai, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone has done great wonders. To him who skillfully made the heavens. To him who spread out the earth on the water. To him who made the great lights. The sun to rule the day. The moon and stars to rule the night. To him who struck down Egypt's firstborn and brought Israel out from among them. Now, you guys, you're creatures of habit. I asked you to say, for his grace continues forever, and now you're saying, for his grace endures forever. The complete Jewish Bible says, for his grace continues forever. So, bear with me. His grace continues forever, okay? And brought out Israel, out from among them. Ah, that's much better. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. To him who split apart the Sea of Suf. And made Israel cross right through it. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Sea of Suf. To him who led his people through the desert. To him who struck down great kings. Yes, he slaughtered powerful kings. Sihon, king of the Amori. And Og, king of Bashan. Then he gave their land as an heritage to be possessed by Israel, his servant, who remembers us whenever we are brought low and rescues us from our enemies, who provides food for every living creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. And let us say, Amen. And now, as I promised, is there another microphone available that we can pass out? Do we have any testimonies of thanksgiving here that anyone would like to stand up and give thanks to the Lord publicly? Okay, I see. Okay, one here. I see next one all the way in the back.
My whole life is a testimony to God, and I never even knew it.
Louder, please. Oh,
excuse me. My whole life has been a testimony to living God, and I never knew it. Until 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a lung disease. Brought me to my knees. And I literally brought me to my knees. 105 degree fever. I appealed to him. I don't want to be long-winded about this, but this was 3 years ago, coming up on this February. And the diagnosis, it gave me pneumonia twice in 1 year. 6 months apart, had to be on the antibiotics. And he told me, the doctor said, the only way we're going to get rid of it is through 5 antibiotics, 5 days a week for about 2 years. It's called a MAC, NTM, non-tuberculosis mycobacterium. And he had me go to an infectious disease doctor to start me on this regimen. And the infectious disease doctor says, well, how do you feel? I feel fine now. He says, well, I don't want to start you on these antibiotics that make you sick to make you well. So I went back to the pulmonary specialist. He got together with the infectious disease specialist, and he says, okay, well, we won't search you on these if you feel fine. That was 3 years ago. Here I am now, because I appealed to the Lord God of the universe in the name of Yeshua that I would surrender him, obey his commandments, live a code of life according to his will, and I promise I will not go back on it. I have forgotten all about my disease because I stand before you now, healed by his loving hand, and I have the medical records to show it. If anybody wants to know about it, I give him praise. Thank you.
Ohev Yisrael, I just want to say this, that the God of Israel, the Holy One, is the only one that can transform the heart of the human being. When his mercy come upon the person that received his visitation, is led into his word. The Holy Scripture describes God totally, and only total immersion in the Holy Scripture is the way to walk with him. And I can testify that he has revealed to me his ways through Scripture. And that's all I can say, and I can say that God is great and merciful. Because we do not deserve this. Me, myself, I do not. But his grace, and as we were saying on that psalm, his grace continues forever.
Adonai is certainly mighty and mighty to be praised, and his grace does continue forever. I have a lot to be thankful for personally in my life, and I know my wife here does as well. Speaking on behalf of both of us, ever since we were young, even though personally my parents weren't believers, Adonai placed someone in my life, my grandmother, to be there to introduce me to the faith, and since then, he's led me through different teachings and different denominations. And I know my wife can say the same for her, very similar circumstances. And it's truly a blessing that he's led me to where we are today, to this wonderful congregation, to so many people that are in our lives that care for us and are continuing to help us along the way. But there's two very specific blessings in my life that I want to give thanks and praise to Adonai for. First is for this wonderful wife here, who is, ever since I've met her, has been a big encouragement to my faith, has led me to where I am right now, has made me a better man just through her being next to me. And the first blessing is bringing her into my life, and the second blessing I want to give thanks for is for the child that we are now expecting. God has blessed us with a child. Who will be coming at the end of June, so we'll have another little Ohevite here at service. So I just wanted to make that announcement and just give praise to God for that and for the blessing I know he's going to give this child. So I just want to thank everyone and give praise and Baruch Hashem.
This evangelism program that you're involved in works. We've seen a number of new members as a result. I want to give thanks and recognize that it isn't by anything that I deserve or that I have earned in any way, but his mercy, his loving kindness is forever. We sometimes forget that, and I know at times I forget that I am nothing. I don't have anything apart from what he gives me. And so I give thanks that I have anything at all, a life, that I have a spouse, that I have children, that I have grandchildren, that I have a home that's usually warm, unless somebody turns down the temperature. And we just have so much that we have to give thanks. We give thanks for. I give thanks for the fact that He is the one who, to quote a scripture, every good and perfect gift comes from above.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. So overall, I have a lot to give thanks for, and it all surrounds God showing me His nature, showing me that He's in control and sovereign over everything. And there's a few examples I want to share with you all. So recently, I moved to a new apartment, and I like to wait. I usually get going very, very late, and it's the last minute where I'm trying to get my stuff out, like the day I'm supposed to be gone. And that's because I'm usually in prayer trying to figure out what God is telling me about where He wants me to be. And so someone in this congregation actually said to me that God was going to do something regarding my living situation. I thought it was very interesting, and He did just that. And the person said to me, He's going to enlarge your borders. And that came from a part of Scripture, I think from Isaiah 54. And so it was exactly what He did, and He did it in a very interesting way. So that's one thing I want to be thankful for. When I moved, I didn't purchase a lot of things, and I was lacking quite a bit because, again, I like to see God work in my life, and I like to give Him the opportunity to tell me what I need. And so I waited and waited and waited, and all of a sudden things just started showing up at my door that I did not purchase, and they were just there, just boxes of things, and I was just amazed by that. And so I want to give thanks for that as well. And then lastly, since a child, I've had trouble with food. Some say they're food allergies, but it's a bit more than that. I eat certain things and I get really sick. And so for many years, I've taken things into my own hands, and I've tried to be Lord and Master of my own health. And I got extremely sick. It was very scary. And I reached out to some people here, and they prayed over me. And I just, from that moment on, I put everything in God's hands. And I want to tell you all, I really doubted. And I wasn't sure what my life was going to look like, and even if I was going to make it. I had messed things up that badly. And He brought me through. And things have turned around tremendously. So I want to give thanks to God for that as well, and to encourage you all as well. Thank you.
I am much older than you two are back there, and I've already gone through my children's stage where I was blessed with my children. But I want to say that I am thankful, and I've never been more blessed than when you see your children profess their own faith. When my kids, when I've seen them walk in faith, and it's their own faith, there is no greater blessing on all the earth than to know your kids are moving with God. Just last week, we were at a meeting, and my daughter read one of her poems, and I go, "Wow, that is my kid." And, you know, I'm just so blessed. And then to see her her faith in that poem and you know, expressed through that poem, and then to hear her prayer for the people afterwards, and just to be amazed at the growth of your kids, that is one of the things that I am most thankful for.
When I was just barely over 2 years old, there were a lot of factors and circumstances that came into play, but my father decided to put a gun to his head and end his life. And following that, I was thankfully put into private school, and the private school included education and training about God and about Jesus, Yeshua, and the many blessings that he could bring into your life, no matter what your circumstances were. And so I grew up believing, and I grew up attending church. And I attended church pretty much throughout my life. And then I guess fast forward, about 18 years ago, I had a myocardial infarction, a fancy name for a heart attack. And I was scuba diving at the time. And my health started going downhill after that. But I got some great doctors, and today my health is wonderful. It's very, very good. Here and there, of course, I have some age issues, but those are expected. Anyway, a few years ago, my attendance at church started to change, and the Holy Spirit began to move more into my heart than it ever had before. And last year, I guess actually not last year, earlier this year, I decided to do something different, and I came to this, to Ohev Yisrael, after looking up the place on the website, and I walked in, and from the first service I attended, it was like a floodgate opened up in terms of my heart and in terms of the Holy Spirit entering and starting to make changes in my life. And so I have more to be thankful for than anyone I can think of, but mostly just I am completely, totally thankful to God and all that he has done in my life. And there is not a single trial or tribulation that I've been through that hasn't helped me become who I am today. And I'm proud of who I am, not because of who I am, but because of who he has made me into. Thank you, God.
I'm going to move out from behind this pole. I'm thankful that God knows me and that he sees me in the little things. Just this morning, as we were getting ready for service, I mean, to be honest, I didn't want to come. I was tired. We've been traveling a lot. And I was like, so I looked at Johnny. I said, why do we go to service? And he said, we can stay home and read the Torah and we can worship and pray. And he said, well, I go not to receive so much, but to give. And I was thinking, I said, to give to who? To give to everybody else or to give to God? And he said, to both. And so I got up and I got ready and I came and I was still pondering, why do I come to service, you know? And God answered me today through the word that Suzanne shared, is that I never really realized that when I praise God, I thought it was just me and God, just a one-to-one thing, but I didn't realize that when I worship and praise the Lord, that he uses that and reaches other people. And it gave me such a vision for coming to service and to really to, everything that was said today, to dive in to worship and to really enter in, not because of me and not because of God, but because of how it affects the area around me and people around me. So I'm thankful for this little thing that he saw in my heart this morning. And he used so many people here today to answer that question. And I'm just thankful for you. Thank you, Suzanne, for hearing and sharing that word.
Well, I would like to say that I, too, am thankful. And I've been thinking about this since during the message, that I'm so thankful for the words that I heard my mother say. It's the first verse of chapter 31 in Proverbs, when he says that these are the words that I heard my mother say. And what an impact that has had on my life. And I look around this congregation and I see all of these moms that are having an impact in their children's lives by speaking the words of God to them. And I want every one of you moms to know how much I love you and how much I appreciate what you're doing for your children, your sons and your daughters, by speaking the words of God to them, that brings me great thanksgiving. And I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Just wanted to say, well, I'm Lucia. Just wanted to say that this life is quite a journey, and God wants us to know that no matter what it is we're going through, there is nothing that is too difficult for Him. And there will be troubles. God tells us in the Word, there will be troubles, but I am with you always to the end. So regardless of what happens, none shall pluck them who belong to God from God's hand. Even if we lose our life, we will never be separate from God. And when I tell people about my faith, I tell them I'm a sinner. And I tell them that because we are not above anyone. We are not above the law. And we are all going to be judged according to our deeds. And with the same measure of judgment that we judge others, we shall also be judged. And so the positive is every day that we wake up, we are thankful. Because He brought us into this day that He made. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it, even if I really don't want to be here. And sometimes, honestly, I don't. But God carries us if we'll let Him. And one of the things that God spoke to my heart, that it just, every day I pray it. I'm going to have Frank read it. Because it's such a beautiful verse. Frank?
Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven.
What is that scripture?
Matthew 10:32.
Thank you, Lord, for putting on my lips your word. And when you impart in my being, because you dwell in me, that I can impart it to the world. Whoever you bring in my path from every corner of the world, I have promised you, Father, that I would open my mouth and speak, and I shall not be afraid, for you are with me always to the end. Amen.
Amen. Well, I think if we continue, we'll have everyone here have a word of thanksgiving, and then we'll all have to give thanks for the lunch that we didn't get to eat. So I think it's time that we ended. Lord, I thank you for this inspiration that thanksgiving is so important in our lives. We ask, Lord, that as close as any of us are to you, that you bring each of us even closer. We thank you, Lord, for your part in our lives, for your voice that you speak into our lives, for your protection and for your provisions. In the name of Yeshua, amen.